Elizabeth Elliot says, "I think we might divide up all the people in the world into two classes, the complainers and the thankful. Which are you?" Welcome to Gateway to Joy, the challenging radio ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty and Passion and Purity, Learning to Bring Your Love Life Under God's Control. Here's Elizabeth Elliot.
The Eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend Elizabeth Elliot talking with you again today about one of these wonderful stories of grace. Grace going to work on somebody's nature. Grace in the midst of trial and temptation and trouble. And I have the letter that I read part of yesterday telling about illness and the loss of a business. I want to read you another part of that letter. She says, 6 years ago, our Christian daughter and her husband came over one evening and for 2 hours told us what they thought of us. And believe me, it was not flattering. My husband and I were stunned, and the hostility overwhelmed us. I had asked her a couple of times earlier, "Is anything wrong?" And she said, "No." With an illness and especially severe pain, it is hard to keep things in right perspective. So I let it go, thinking I must be wrong. She came over a couple of days later and said she was sorry she heard us, but she wasn't sorry for anything she said. I told her, let's put the past behind us. I told her I forgave her and for us to go forward. It wasn't the way to settle it, but it was the only thing I knew to do at the time. She lives about 2 blocks away from us, and we have not seen her in our house since. So, in one sense, for reasons that we don't understand, God has allowed a stripping. We call that evening Black Sunday. And after that, every 5 minutes, I was saying, Lord, I forgive them. And this went on for a long time. At the same time, I'd ask God to bless them. And as each year went by, it became easier, and I found more peace, and the joy of the Lord grew within me. I think forgiveness is one of the greatest gifts God has given us. It is a choice we can freely make, no matter what our emotions are screaming. Well, thank you so much for that letter. You know who you are who wrote it, and God knows all that is involved and behind that. But I have had a number of letters from parents whose young people, whose children and in-laws, have been in some kind of therapy, and this woman doesn't mention that that was the cause of the tirade that her daughter brought against them. But I have received a number of letters from people who tell me that their children have been in some kind of therapy which has encouraged them to confront people that they believe have hurt them. And very often it is the parents, and they come and just, in effect, tear strips off the parents, saying things that simply stun and demolish the parents, things which the parents had never had an inkling about. Some of you may be in exactly that same situation. I trust that you'll be able to forgive. And if there was any truth whatsoever in what was said in the confrontation, I trust that you'll deal with that before God. Let us not allow our anger or our hurt against the person who tears into us keep us from seeking the face of God for whatever correction we need. God almost always has something to teach us through other people's criticism. It's one of the hardest things that we have to take, isn't it? I don't like to be criticized. I find it very difficult, and my response to a nasty letter can be anything but godly. But I have to spread the letter before the Lord and ask Him, where is the truth here? Is there something I need to learn? Is there something I can correct here? So I'm very grateful for this testimony. And I also have another wonderful testimony from my friend Pearl Bones in St. Louis. She says, Lars and Elizabeth, hold on to your seats while I try to share another one of God's bombshell blessings with you. I can see you and Lars praising the Lord with me when you're finished this letter. Howard and the family are fine. Now let's begin. This concerns my third daughter, Joyce. You met Carol, and Queen Esther is also mentioned a lot. But you haven't heard too much about Joyce. We didn't, and still don't, have much of this world's wealth, but we are a happy family. The only one we had trouble with was Ronnie, who got in with the wrong crowd and was killed at age 19. Joyce was like her name, a joy. My girls got married, and Carol stayed close by, but Queen and Joyce moved to California with their husbands. After about 2 years, Joyce began to change. However, she kept in touch with us and was on good terms with us. She went strong for this liberated woman stuff, and I began hearing her say things like, "Who am I? I want to find myself," etc. She was reading all kinds of strange books. All of this only kept her down and depressed. She decided that she needed to see a counselor. She would tell me about her couch sessions where she had to talk. This kept up for some time. Then in 1986, I guess I'll never forget it, she called me, and hearing her voice, I was so happy. "Joyce," she said in the coldest voice, "I've got to the bottom of this, and I know the answer." I said, "You have? Joyce, what is it?" She said, "You are the cause. It's you." I was stunned. I can't describe how I felt. We got off the phone, and I cried and cried. The next day, I contacted my pastor and told him. We prayed over it. I knew that I couldn't get through to her, and that God was the only one who could help. I turned it over to him. Then, in September of this year, she and her husband appeared at the front door. Remember, I wrote you about it. Joyce told me they came because of my birthday, but to me it seemed something more, and I couldn't quite explain it. The turning point with me was the day before Thanksgiving. I saw that God had truly been working. I knew that it was because of what He was doing in her life that she was here in September. I recalled how she kept telling me how sorry she was of what she had done to me. "Now, Elizabeth, open envelope number 2 and rejoice with me." Sister Bone says, "You know it's an original." And this is the poem that Joyce wrote for her mother. Beyond the darkness. There was this woman I used to know who long ago left the Lord. Her worldly pleasures she sought and found, to her offered much reward. As mother of 2, she was given their lives to shape and to mold. Little importance this must have been, 'cause love was replaced with scold. The bottle and she became good friends. All cares were drowned with drink. It eased the pain and guilt from her past, and of God she would not think. The years passed by, and further away her life sunk in despair. She lied, schemed, and would not look back. It seemed she just didn't care. One day the bottle lost its power to rid the pain from her life. The more she drank, the more she needed, but still there was this strife. Then somewhere within her deepest heart, a strength emerged sublime. Fast away from the bottle she ran, and now it's one day at a time. Months passed by, and a strange thing happened. Her sleep was restful at last. Thoughts of the time she had served the Lord came rushing back from the past. One night, as she drifted off to sleep, her brother Ronnie she saw. He stood there smiling at her with warmth, a future glimpse she foresaw. There in the darkness her eyes were opened. She saw the Lord long last, cried to Jesus to save her soul, and repented her sins of past. Suddenly, a calm came over her of such she could not explain. The load she carried was lifted off. Thank God, in Jesus' name. And Joyce writes at the bottom of this poem, "Yes, Mother, your daughter repented and was saved November 16th, 1991. I think of my friend Arlita Winston, who with her husband was in a terrible moral mess at one point. And I know that she is willing for me to say this because she has given her testimony many times. But during that time, when her parents were in deep grief over what was happening and sensing their own helplessness, the Lord gave to her mother the verse in Isaiah 49:25, I will contend with him that contendeth with thee, and I will save thy children. And God did just that for Sister Bone's daughter Joyce and for Arlita's mother's daughter. And a few words, again, from some old writing. I love to pass on these wonderful gems. Unhappy spirit, cast down under thy sins, multitude of sins, years of sins, heavily burdened as thou art and pierced through with sorrows, thou mayest look to God and hope, for he delighteth in mercy. His mercy can make thee a clean and beautiful, a happy and rejoicing spirit. God will be delighted to make thee equal to the angels. So humble, so loving is thy God, and so earnestly does he long to bless thee, that behold, he stands at thy door and knocks. So if you're that prodigal son or daughter, remember the mercy of God. If you're the mother or the father praying for that child, I would strongly recommend Ruth Graham's book, Prodigals and Those Who Love Them.
As Elizabeth has said, anything if offered to God can and will become your gateway to joy. Elizabeth Elliott has been sharing timeless truth with ladies for many years, drawing insight from her Bible study and her experiences as a wife, mother, and missionary. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network, Charlotte, North Carolina.